Recently, I attend a Bible study, and they studied Book of Numbers.
最近我参加一个查经聚会，他们在查民数记。
And so I spent some time reading this Book of Numbers.
所以我就花一些时间来读民数记。
And it left a deep impressions in me, and I felt the burden to share. From this book this morning.
所以在我心中留下很深的一个印记，所以今天早上我想跟大家来分享民数记。
And my topic will be life in the wilderness.
我的题目就是在旷野里的生活。
And we will read some verses before we share.
所以在我们在我分享之前，我们先来读一些章节。
We will read 5 portions of the scriptures.
我们要读五处的圣经。
And the first one is in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2-6.
第一处的章节是在申命记的第八章二到六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2-6.
申命记第八章二到六节。
And this portion of scriptures tell us the purpose of life in the wilderness.
这一段告诉我们在旷野里面生活它的意义是什么。
There is a purpose for us go through this wilderness.
对于我们来讲，在旷野里面经过是有它的意义。
That's where you shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you, testing you, to know what was in your heart, whether you could keep his commandments or not.He humbled you and let you be hungry and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. Thus you are to know in your heart,that the Lord your God was disciplining you just as a man disciplines his son. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in his ways and to fear him.
好，让我们来读。你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦练你，试验你，要知道你心内如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。这四十年，你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚也没有肿。你当心里思想，耶和华你神管教你，好像人管教儿子一样。你要谨守耶和华你神的诫命，遵守他的道，敬畏他。
The second portion is Numbers chapter 1, verse 2 and 3.
第二处的章节是在民数记第一章二节和三节。
And this portion tells us how do we live in the wilderness.
这一处的章节告诉我们怎样在旷野里面生活。
And we need to be part of the army of God.
我们需要成为神的军队。
All right.Take a census of all the congregation of the sons of Israel by their families, by their fathers' households, according to the number of names, every male head by head, from 20 years old and upward. Whoever is able to go out to war in Israel, you and Aaron shall number them by their armies.
你要按以色列全会众的家世宗族人民的数目计算所有的男丁凡以色列中从二十岁以外能出去打仗的你和亚伦要照他们的军队数点
So those who are able to go out to war in Israel are numbered
所以在以色列里面能出去打仗的都被数点了
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 2 verse 2
让我们再来看民数记第二章第二节
This portion of scripture tells us the second point, how to live in the wilderness.
这处的章节告诉我们怎样在旷野生活的第二点。
The sons of Israel shall camp each by his own standard, with the banners of their fathers' households they shall camp around the tent of meeting at a distance.
以色列人要各归自己的道下，在本族的旗号那里，对着会幕的四围安营。
Therefore, the center of their camp is the tent of meeting.
所以在他们安营的中心就是会幕。
It's tent of testimony.
这个会幕也是见证的会幕。
Therefore, the center of their life in the wilderness is the testimony.
所以在他们旷野生活的中心就是一个见证。
Let's read Exodus chapter 13, verse 21-22.
让我们再来读出埃及记十三章二十一、二十二节。
This tells us the third point on how to live in the wilderness.
这给我们看到怎样在旷野生活的第三点。
Exodus 13, verse 21, 22. The Lord was going before them in a pillar of cloud by day to lead them on the way, and in a pillar of fire by night to give them light.That they might travel by day and by night. He did not take away the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people.
出埃及记十三章二十一、二十二节。日间耶和华在云柱中领他们的路，夜间在火柱中光照他们，使他们日夜都可以行走。日间云柱，夜间火柱，总不离开百姓的面前。
So the third point is, to live in the wilderness, we need to follow the pillar of cloud.
所以在旷野生活的第三点就是我们必须要跟从云柱。
Finally, Numbers chapter 32, verse 1-5.
最后一处是在民数记三十二章的第一、第二节还有第五节。
And here, we will read a warning.
在这里我们读到的是一个警告。
And shows the true heart's condition of Israel.
在这里让我们看到以色列他们心里真正的光景是什么。
And it's the warning to all of us today.
这也是对我们今天所有人的一个警告。
Number 32, verse 1. Now the sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad had an exceedingly large number of livestock. So when they saw the land of Jazer and the lands of Gilead,That it was indeed a place suitable for livestock. The sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben came and spoke to Moses and to Eleazar, the priests, and to the leaders of the congregation, saying, They say, If we have found favor in your sight, let this land be given to your servants as a possession. Do not take us across the Jordan.
流便子孙和加德子孙的牲畜极其众多，他们看见亚谢地和基列地是可放牧牲畜之地，就来见摩西和祭司以利亚撒，并会众的首领，说：“我们若在你眼前蒙恩，求你把这地给我们为业，不要领我们过约旦河。”
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we are thankful that today we can still gather in this way.
父啊，我们感谢你，因为今天我们还可以这样聚集。
And your word is light to our feet.
你的话就是我们脚前的灯。
And lamp to our path.
是我们路上的光。
Therefore, we do want you to quicken our spirit for the next hours.
所以求你在下面这一个小时能够使我们的灵可以清醒。
Your spirit is the light of man.
你的灵就是人里面的光。
Without your spirit, we cannot.Speak, translate, and hear.
如果没有你的灵，我们没有人可以讲，可以翻译，可以听。
So we totally depend on the Holy Spirit.
所以我们完全的仰靠圣灵。
And we commit all of us into your hands.
把我们所有人交在你手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. So we'd like to first consider this matter of the purpose of living in the wilderness.
所以我们先来考虑在旷野里生活的意义。
I want you to turn to one places that I found interesting. Number chapter 23.
我想大家翻到一处章节，这个章节非常的有意思，是民数记的三十三章。
I hope that you can all turn your Bible to Numbers chapter 33.
所以我请大家都一起 打开圣经到民数记的33章。
And I'd like to point your attention to verse 3.
我想大家来把注意力放在第三节。
And this is a scripture where the author lists all the stations that Israel passed by.
在这里作者把以色列人在旷野里面的每一站都记录下来。
And start with verse 3.
从第三节开始。
I'm not going to read that. I want you to jump to the verse 36.
我不要在这里读。我想大家呢，现在马上翻到第36节。
And in 36, then we found they arrive at a station called Kadesh.
在第36节讲到他们到了一站地叫加底斯。
And this is the station they send the spies to the promised land.
这一站就是他们把探子打发到应许之地的那个地方。
So from verse 3 to verse 33 took only 2 years.
所以从第三节到第36节只用了2年时间。
And you see that from verse 37, they say they start again from Kadesh.
然后第37节他们就从加底斯起行。
But do you know there are 38 years between verse 36 and verse 37?
但是你知道吗，从第36节到37节之间讲了38年的时间。
They wander around the wilderness for 38 years after that incident.
所以在那件事发生之后，他们在旷野里面游荡了38年。
And after 38 years, they returned to Kadesh again.
所以38年之后，他们又回到加底斯。
And the author pick up from there in verse 37, they start again from Kadesh.
所以作者就从37节又开始讲，这个时候他们又从加底斯起行。
In the Bible, their itinerary for those 38 years.Were not recorded.
所以在38年他们所行走过的旅程没有被记录在这里。
And from the chapter 15 to chapter 19 are the time of those 38 years.
然后这38年的时间是记载在15章到19章。
And you read those four chapter from 15 to 19 is about their rebellions.
然后你去读十五章到十九章的话，是提到他们的背叛。
About sacrifices.
是提到献祭。
About the law of red heifer.
是关乎红母牛的条例。
And then return to Kadesh.
然后他们才回到加底斯。
We do not know where do they visit during those 38 years.
我们不知道他们在38年到底去过什么地方。
But they wander around in the wilderness.
我们知道的是他们就在旷野里面游荡。
For 38 years, the Israel was like the man who was ill for 38 years in Jerusalem.
所以以色列人在旷野的38年就像当初在以色列有一个人他病了38年一样。
Then he was by the pool of Bethesda.
他就是在那个
比士大
的那个池边。
For 38 years, he waited by the pool of Bethesda.
38年，他就在毕士大的池边等候。
And you may want to, you may suggest that this man wasted 38 years.
可能你在那里想，这个人浪费了38年时间。
Perhaps some of us would think that Israel wasted 38 years.
而且我们会这么想，就是以色列人浪费了38年时间。
Brothers and sisters, how many years, how many productive years have we had?
但是弟兄姐妹们，我们想想，我们生命里面有成就的年日到底有多久
？Productive, 就是。And I would suggest that the productive years in a man's life is from 25 to 65.
我们。在人来讲，能够有出产的年日就是25岁到65岁。
So our productive years on this earth is 40 years.
所以我们作为人能够在这地上有出产的年日只有40年。
So let's count how many productive years left in our life.
我们现在可以来数，在我们生命里面还剩下多少是能够有出产的年日。
And this man wasted 38 out of those lives.
但这些人他们浪费了38年时间。
And Israel spent 38 years in the wilderness.
以色列人他们在旷野里面花了38年时间。
Did God make a mistake?
是不是神在这里犯了错呢？
Was there a purpose in the life of wilderness?
在旷野里面这个生活到底有没有任何意义？
And Deuteronomy gave us a very good answers.
然后在申命记就给我们一个非常好的回答。
There is a purpose.
是有一个神的旨意。
There is a purpose in the life in the wilderness.
在旷野里面的生活是有一个目的的。
So what is the purpose?
那这个目的是什么？
To humble us.
就是让我们降卑。
To test us.
来试验我们。
To know what was in our heart.
要知道我们心内如何。
Brother and sister, I suggest that we do not know what was in our heart.
弟兄姐妹，我向大家的建议就是，我们需要知道，我们不知道我们自己的心内如何。
And Israel did not know their heart.
所以以色列人当时不知道他们的心内如何。
Until in the wilderness for 38 years.
直到他们在旷野里面花了38年时间。
Then they discovered what was in their heart.
然后他们才发现自己心内到底如何。
In front of Mount Sinai, they said, All that the Lord has spoken, we will do.
在西乃山面前，他们对着神说，只要你口里所出的话，我们都遵行。
But 40 years or 38 years of wandering that humbled them.
但是四十年在旷野里面之后，三十八年之后，他们被降卑了。
Test them.
因为他们在那里被试验。
They knew what was in their heart.
那个时候他们知道心内如何。
Those years prove one thing that couldn't keep the commandments.
所以这些年日来证明他们不能守诫命。
Brothers and sisters, have we humbled by the Lord yet?
弟兄姐妹们，我们有没有被神降卑过？
Our spiritual maturity is measured by how many times we were humbled by our Lord.
属灵里面的成熟，它的测量就是有多少次你被神降卑过。
Job was humble after 38 chapters of debating.
约伯他就是因着有38章的辩论之后被神降卑的。
Isn't this interesting? 38 chapters of debating.
所以是不是很有意思？有38章来记载这个辩论。
But those 38 chapters of debating humble Job.
这三十八章的辩论让约伯整个人谦卑下来。
Brother and sister, let us not to take 38 years to know what's in our heart.
所以弟兄姐妹们，希望我们不需要三十八年才知道我们心内如何。
Because we only have 40 productive years.
因为我们能够有出产的年日只有四十年。
We only have about 40 years to live for the Lord.
我们只有大概四十年时间能够为主而活。
And we cannot afford.To waste 38 years out of it.
我们不能来等候浪费38年之后。
So we need to quickly learn, quickly humble before our Lord.
所以我们需要很快的来降卑，很快的来在神里面学习。
So that's the number one reason for this wilderness living is to know ourselves.
所以第一个原因我们要在旷野里面生活就是认识我们自己。
And second reason is to know God's provisions.
第二点，我们要认识神的预备。
Every morning when they got up, they will learn God's provision.
因为每天早上当他们起床之后，就来学习神的预备。
Because they will find mannas in the wilderness, in the surface of the desert.
因为他们早上起来之后就找到玛纳，是在旷野的地面上面。
And it was there every day except Sabbath.
每一天他们起来，玛纳就在那里，除了主日。
Even after they worship the golden calf.
甚至在他们拜了金牛犊之后。
And the next day, they still found manna on the surface of the desert.
第二天早上，他们在旷野的地面上还是可以看到玛纳。
Even in the morning after the rebel against Moses.
甚至在他们在那里反抗摩西之后的第二天。
In the morning, they got up. The manna was there.
第二天早上起来，他们又发现玛纳就在地上。
Even on the morning, the day before they refused to enter into the promised land, and they found manna on the surface of the desert.
甚至在他们拒绝进入应许之地的第二天早上，在地面上面，他们还发现有玛纳。
God is showing them His provisions.
所以神给他们看见神的预备。
His faithfulness.
看到神的信实。
And God was telling them the physical needs is not the purpose of our life.
神也让他们看到，他们真正的需要不是这些物质身体的需要。
God will provide for our daily bread.
因为神会来预备我们日用的饮食。
Instead of hungering for the bread, we should hunger for the word of God.
我们不需要来为饼劳力来忧愁，我们需要为着神的事情。
They learn for the 40 years, they don't need to hunger for the food, they need to hunger for the word of God.
在40年之中，他们学到了，不需要为食物而饥渴，他们需要为着神而有饥渴。
Your clothing did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell this 40 years.
他们的衣服没有穿破，他们的脚也没有肿，在这40年之间。
Are we worried about our life today?
今天我们有没有为生命来忧虑呢？
Are we worried about what do we put on today?
我们今天有没有来忧虑这个身体上穿什么呢？
Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing?
生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
Do we seek first His kingdom and righteousness?
我们有没有先求他的国和他的义？
So the second reason that we live in the wilderness is to know God's provisions.
所以第二个在旷野里面生活的目的是让我们知道神他有预备。
And God also disciplined like a man disciplined his own son.
而且神像人管教儿子一样来管教我们。
Why discipline like a son?
为什么要像儿子一样来管教我们？
Because a son is ready to inherit the inheritance.
因为儿子是要预备来承受产业的。
So for 38 years, God prepared Israel to inherit their inheritance.
所以38年的时间，神在那里预备以色列人来承受产业。
God must discipline them like a son.
所以神一定要像管教儿子一样来管教他们。
When a man is disciplined by God in this way, he will walk in his way and to fear him.
如果有人这样被神管教的话，他就可以来行走神的道路，而且可以而且敬畏他。
This is the reason we go through the wilderness.
所以这是我们经过旷野的目的。
We will be disciplined by God and we learn to walk His way and fear Him.
我们被神管教，而且可以来行走他的道路，可以来敬畏他。
So how do they actually live?
那他们怎么样来生活呢？
And we read from the scriptures that we want to glean the three points.On how to live in the wilderness.
如果我们来读这些章节的话，搜集起来，我们可以看到有三件事，他们怎样在旷野生活。
The first thing is we must be assembled into the army of God.
第一件事，我们必须要被组建成神的军队。
Brothers and sisters, this wilderness is great and terrible.
弟兄姐妹们，这个旷野是大而可怕的。
It's not a walk in the park.
不是是在公园里面的一个游行而已。
It's a great and terrible place.
那是一个大而可怕的地方。
So how do we go through this wilderness?
我们怎么可能来经过这样的旷野呢？
You know, oftentimes we don't know about how terrible this wilderness is.
很多时候我们不了解这个旷野有多可怕。
Therefore, God has to prepare them.
所以神一定要预备他们。
They need to be assembled into an army of God before they enter into the wilderness.
当他们进入旷野之前，神就先要把他们组建成一个军队。
God did not number them right out of Egypt.
在他们出埃及之后，神没有数点他们。
God did not number them in front of Mount Sinai.
在西乃山面前，神也没有数点他们。
God did not number them even when He covenanted with them.
甚至神赐给他们那个律法的时候也没有来数点他们。
But now, before the start of the journey, God numbered them.
但是当他们起行之前，神数点他们。
But number those who are 20 years old and can't go to war for Israel.
所数的 就是那些在以色列中间20岁以外能出去打仗的。
And assemble them into an army of God.
把他们建成神的军队。
And this is essential for us to go through the wilderness.
这是我们经过旷野非常基本的。
God is numbering us today.
今天神也在数点我们。
God is looking for those who can go out to war today.
今天神也在数点那些能够出去打仗的。
Are you able to war today, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姐妹们，今天你能够出去打仗吗？
What does it mean today to go to war?
今天能够出去打仗代表的是什么？
That means to fight the spiritual battle today.
它代表的意思就是今天能够打属灵的仗。
That means to pray in a corporate way.
就是在团体里面有祷告。
That means to pray that His kingdom will come.
就是在祷告里面求他的国降临。
Are you part of this army of God today?
今天你是不是这个军队里面的一员？
If God is numbering us today for His army, are you part of it or not?
今天如果神来数点他的军队，你有没有在这其中？
Can you be counted?
你能不能够被数点？
As part of this army,
就是这军队里面的一员。
We are marching in this wilderness.
我们要在这旷野里面行进。
God require an army of God.
神的要求是神的军队才能够行进。
He's calling those who are 20 years and above and able to go to war for him.
他来呼召的是那些二十岁以外能够出去打仗的。
Are you one of them?
你是不是其中的一个？
Are you willing to go to war today?
你今天愿不愿意进到这场征战？
Brother and sister, the journey is a corporate journey.
弟兄姐妹们，这个旅程是一个团体的旅程。
This journey is not an individual journey.
这个旅程不是一个个人的旅程。
If anyone would like to pass through the wilderness individually, he or she will fail.
如果有一个人说我要靠着自己一个人经过这个旷野的话，他一定失败。
They must be numbered so that they can be assembled into a corporate body.
他们一定要被数点之后才能够被组成一个团体的军队。
Brother and sister, when you are numbered, you become part of a bigger corporation.
弟兄姐妹们，当你被数点之后，你就成为一个大的团体其中的一个。
I remember when I went to college and we all assigned a number.
我记得进大学的时候，每个人都有一个学号。
I remember that in our class that everyone has a numbers.
我也记得在我的班级里面，每个人都有一个数字。
I still remember my number. I'm number 14.
我还记得我的数字是14。
So in my college, that our class is about 60 some people. I am number 14 in that class.
所以在我们全班60多个人之中，我是第14。
And over those years, even today, when we receive the directory, is numbered by our numbers.
所以今天我收到我们班级通讯录的时候，还是按照当初的那个数字来列。
And do you know who were my best friends?
你知道我最好的朋友是谁吗？
Number 13
是第十三号。
And number 15
还有第十五号。
When you are numbered, you are related to someone else in the body.
当你被数点之后，你就跟团体里面的其他人有关系了。
Brothers and sisters, today are you numbered?
弟兄姐妹们，今天你有没有被数点？
Are you connected with someone in the body of Christ?
你有没有与基督身体上的人弟兄姐妹们有连接？
Brothers and sisters, don't be a Sunday Christians.
弟兄姐妹们，不要只做周日的基督徒。
You know, it's such a pity to be a Sunday Christian.
如果只做一个主日的基督徒是何等的可怜。
Because you're not connected with anybody.
因为你不是跟其他的弟兄姐妹连接在一起。
We as the army of God, we must be connected with our brothers and sisters.
作为神的军队里面的一员，我们需要跟其他弟兄姐妹们有连接。
We need to come to Friday night Bible study.
我们需要来到周五的查经聚会。
We need to come together in the morning watch held in various places.
我们需要在各地的晨更里面在一起。
We need to come to Tuesday night, Wednesday night prayer meeting.
我们需要来到周二、周三的祷告聚会。
Even if you walk in the medical center, there is a prayer meeting on Thursday.
如果你是在医疗中心工作的话，在周四中午有一个祷告的聚会。
We need to connect to someone else.
我们需要与其他人有连接。
Because we are the army of God.
因为我们是耶和华的军队。
No one can pass the wilderness.On his or her own.
没有一个人可以在旷野里面凭自己走过去。
This wilderness is full of battle.
这个旷野里面充满了征战。
But we don't have enough soldiers today.
但是今天却没有足够的兵啊、士兵。
Are you available for this battle today?
今天你有没有为着这个征战成为预备好的
？Are you ready to join a corporate prayer?
你有没有预备好来？参与这个团体的祷告。
Every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. in Building 2, we gather for prayers.
每个周三在 Building 2, 我们聚集在一起有一个祷告聚会。
If God numbers us today,
如果神今天来数点我们的话
，We number those who can go to war for Israel.
或者来数点那些以色列人中间能够出去打仗的。
Are you one of them?
你是不是其中的一个？
The first, we must be assembled into the army of God.
所以第一点，我们必须要被建成神的军队。
Secondly,
第二点
，we must bear His testimony.
我们必须担起他的见证。
Now, when they encamp in the wilderness, the center is the tent of testimony.
所以当他们在旷野里面安营的时候，所有营寨的中心就是那个见证的会幕。
Then Levi.Surrounds the tent.
然后利未人是在这个会幕周围安营。
And there are 12 other tribes that encamp on the four different directions.
然后十二个支派再在这四个方向来安营。
There are three tribes on the east side of the tent.
所以在东边有三个支派。
There is Judah, Issachar.Zebulun.
所以在东边有犹大支派，有以撒加支派，有西布伦支派。
On the south side, there's Reuben, Simeon, and Gad.
在南边有流便支派，有西缅支派，有加德支派。
On the west side, Ephraim, Manasseh, and Benjamin.
在西边有以法莲支派，有马拿西支派。有便雅敏支派。
On the north side is Dan, Asher, Naphtali.
在北边的话有但支派，有亚设支派，有拿弗他利支派。
12 tribes encamp around the tent of tabernacle.
所以这十二个支派就在四面围绕着会幕来扎营。
This tells us the center of life in the wilderness.Is the tent of testimony.
所以这告诉我们，在旷野里面的生活，它的中心就是见证的会幕。
When the center of their life is the tent of testimony, their journey was so beautiful.
如果他们在旷野里面生活的中心是见证的会幕的话，那他们的生活是何等的美好。
Therefore, when Balaam saw the marching of Israel, and he said, how beautiful it is.
所以当巴兰看到以色列人他们在那里行进的时候，他就说是何等的荣美，何等的荣美。
Therefore, we need to ask ourselves, is today the testimony our center of our life?
所以今天我们要问的是，这个见证是不是我们生活的中心？
What is the center?Of our life today.
今天我们生活的中心到底是什么
？If I give this answer to everyone here, I'm very confident that I will get the right answers.
如果我今天把这个问题问给大家的话，我相信大家口里会说出正确的答案。
Every one of you will write that Christ is the center of our life.
每个人如果写下来都会说基督是我生活的中心。
But what about the reality?
但是在真实里面是怎么样的
?I'm not about the right answer, I'm about the reality.
我不是要问大家有一个对的答案写上来，我问的是大家生命里面的实际是什么。
I remember several years ago, and my family was making a plan to return to Far East.
我记得几年前我们家里面来计划一个旅行，是要去到远东。
And as we start searching for tickets, and we quickly found that if you depart in the end of the May, it's one price, but if you're trying to depart in the middle of June, it's the other price.
所以很快我们就发现，如果你在五月的起头或者在五月的结束去买票的话，完全不一样的价钱。
No, 五月的底跟六月中。
五月底跟六月中的区别很大。
So therefore, you know,The difference is not small. You time that number by six, it's not insignificant.
所以这个数目很大，因为每一个差距我们要乘六，有六个人，这个数字就很大。
So then, if I skip summer conference, I can save a lot of money.
所以如果我不去夏令会的话，我就可以省很多的钱。
But the question is, where is the center of our life?
但问题是，我们生活的中心是什么？
Is the center the testimony or is the center of the savings?
所以我的中心到底是见证还是省钱？
Now, if you answer this correctly, you will make the right decision.
如果你这个问题回答对了，那你的决定就是对的。
So we quickly say, well, we can't make the savings the center of our life. We have to go to conference.
所以很简单啊，那时候很容易，我们的决定，省钱不是我们生活的中心，我们要去夏令会。
But then that year when we actually got the tickets, it's only $50 more expensive than what we will have in May.
但是那个时候最后我们买下来的票只比我们五月初走的那个价钱多$50。
Brother and sister, the question is, what is the center of your life?
所以弟兄姐妹们，问题是我们生活的中心是什么？
You don't answer this question by your words.You answer this question by the decisions that we made every day.
你不是用口舌来回答这个问题，是用你每天在生活里面做的决定来回答这个问题。
You answer this question by decide whether I come to the table meeting or not.
你回答这个问题是根据你是不是来波饼聚会的决定的。
You answer this question by whether you want to spend time with Sam on Friday night or not.
你回答这个问题是要用你要不要来礼拜五查经来回答的。
We answer this question by the action and decision that we made.
我们回答问题是用我们的行动和我们的决定来回答。
It's very interesting. You may want to ask, what do they testify about?
然后你可能会问，到底他们在见证什么？
And you know that in the tribe, every tribe has a banner.
让我们来读的话，就发现每个支派都有他们的旗号。
And because since they group a three tribe into one camp,
然后他们把三个支派分成一组。
Therefore, that the lead tribe, his banner becomes standard.
所以每一组的支派，其中带领的支派就有一个旗号。
So on the east side is Judah.
所以在东边是犹大支派。
Therefore, Judah, the standard of Judah, become the standard of those three tribes.
所以犹大支派的旗号就成为这东边三个支派的旗号。
And their banner is lion.
他们的旗号上面是狮子。
On the south side is Reuben.
在南边是流便支派。
Their standard is man.
他们的旗号上面是人的形象。
On the west side is Ephraim.
在西边的话是以法莲支派。
Their standard is ox.
他们的旗号是牛。
On the north side is Dan.
在北边是但支派。
Their standard is eagle.
他们的旗号是鹰。
And these are the four faces of living creatures around the throne of God.
这四个脸面就是在神宝座前面那四活物的脸面。
If you look at the tabernacle from east side, you see lions.
所以如果你看会幕从东边来看，你看到的是狮子。
If you see from the south side, you see man.
你从南边看，看到的是人。
If you see from the west side, then you will see ox.
从西边看，看到的是牛。
You see from the north side, You see the eagle.
从北边看，看到的是鹰。
This is the testimony of our Lord Jesus.
这就是基督的见证。
When you see lion, you see he's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
如果你看到狮子，就代表他是万主之主，万王之王。
When you see the image of a man, you see that he is the Son of a man. His incarnations.
所以你看到人的话，就知道他是人子，他是道成肉身的。
Then you see the ox, you see a servant, a faithful servant of God.
你看到牛的话，就看到神他忠心的仆人。
When you see the eagle, you are reminded this is the Son of a living God.
如果你看到鹰的话，就看到这是永生神的儿子。
Therefore, the testimony in the wilderness is none other than testimony of Jesus.
所以在旷野里面的见证，它的内容就是基督他自己。
And that's the reason we live on this earth.
这就是我们在地上存活的目的。
God has committed His testimony to all of us today.
今天神把这样的见证托付给我们这些人。
Question is, are we willing to bear this testimony?
问题是我们愿不愿意来承担这样的见证。
The only way to bear this testimony is put the testimony in the center of our life.
唯一一件事情能够做见证，就是要把基督放在我们的生活的中心。
The third learning we will find is we must follow the pillar of cloud.
第三个在旷野生活的内容，就是我们必须要来跟从云柱的带领。
Brothers and sisters, the pillar of cloud is a miracle by itself.
弟兄姐妹们，这个云柱本身就是一个奇迹。
Because this is against the law of physics.
因为它是完全违背物理定律的。
And at the particle was not gathered together for a pillar.
那但是在那里我们看到神在那里用云柱来带领他们。
But there are two things we can learn from this pillar of cloud.
然后从云柱里面，我们起码可以学到有两点。
The pillar of cloud represents the presence of our Lord.
云柱代表神的同在。
When you see pillar of cloud, you will see the Lord.
如果你看到云柱，你就看到神。
Our God spoke to Moses from the pillar of cloud.
神是在云柱里面与摩西来说话的。
And Moses said, you know, what was the distinction of Israel?
然后摩西就这样讲，是什么让我们与地上的万民有分别呢？
The distinction of Israel is the presence of Lord.
使我们与万民有分别的，让以色列人有分别的，就是神的同在。
Brother and sister, what distinguishes us today?
弟兄姐妹们，今天什么把我们跟世人分开呢？
It's not our pulpit.
不是我们的讲台。
It's not our meeting.
不是我们的聚会。
It's not even our children's Sunday school.
也不是我们的孩子的主日学。
That's not our distinctions.
这不是我们与其他人分别的地方。
We have the one distinctions.
我们只有一个分别。
The presence of the Lord.
就是神的同在。
Without the presence of the Lord, we gather in vain.
如果没有神的同在，我们的聚集都是虚空。
What distinguishes our families?
什么让我们的家庭与其他分别呢？
It's not your house.
不是你的房子怎么样？
It's not your job.
不是你的工作怎么样？
It's not the school your kids went.
不是你的儿子进到哪间大学？
What distinguishes your home is presence of Lord.
你的家与其他的分别就是因为有神的同在。
Do we have this pillar of cloud in our home?
我们在家里面有没有这样的云柱？
The pillar of cloud represents the leading and guidance of our Lord.
这个云柱还代表神他的指引跟带领。
When the pillar moves, Israel moves.
当这个云柱起行的时候，以色列人就跟随起行。
When the pillar stops, Israel stops.
当云柱停下的时候，以色列人就停下。
When the pillar stops,They will not move.
当云柱停在那里的时候，他们就不做任何的动作。
When pillar move, they will not stop.
但是当云柱起行的时候，他们不会停在原地。
Oftentimes, we want to be the pillar of cloud ourselves.
很多的时候我们自己要成为云柱。
That's not the way to live in the wilderness.
这不是在旷野里面生活的方式。
We like to make our own decisions.
我们总喜欢自己来做决定。
If we do so, we will lost in the wilderness.
如果我们这样的话，一定要在旷野里面迷失。
The quickest way you will get lost in the wilderness is making your own decisions.
最快在旷野里面迷失的事情就是我们开始自己做决定。
I know that many of our young people and parents are making an important decision now.
我知道在现在很多年轻人还有他们的父母要做很重要的决定。
Before the 1st of May, you need to decide which school to send your kids.
在5月1号之前要决定你的孩子去哪间学校。
This is the best opportunity to learn to follow the pillar of cloud.
这是最好的机会来学习怎样来跟随云柱的带领。
I learned this last year this time.
去年这个时候我就学这样的功课。
As my youngest son want to make a decision on his college.
然后这个那个时候我的小儿子要决定他去哪间大学。
As you know that I actually didn't have those situation in my first three.
如果你知道的话，我前三个孩子都不需要有这样的情形。
They already knew the answer way before this time.
他们甚至在入学之前很早的时候就已经知道要去哪里。
But now I have to learn this somehow, right?
但我一定要学，是不是？
Therefore, I have this little last son. I have to learn this.
所以我就有个小儿子，有个最后要做这件事的，我要来学。
We actually don't know where he needs to go at this time last year.
在去年这个时候，我们那个时候都不知道他到底要去哪里。
Now there are three places for him to go.
有三个地方他可以去的。
He can go to Austin.
他可以去奥斯汀。
He can go to St. Louis.
他可以去圣路易斯。
And he can go to New York City.
他也可以去纽约。
His heart, for quite some time, has set on St. Louis.
很久以来，他的心都是在圣路易斯。
And I don't know. I'm not quite comfortable yet, as I say, well, don't set on one thing. Let's keep your mind open.
那个时候呢，我其实心里面不是很有确据，所以我就说，你先不要决定，再等一等。
To help him, I even offered to take him to New York City.
为了帮助他，我甚至说我可以陪你去纽约看一看。
To reduce his enthusiasm for St. Louis.
所以让他对圣路易斯的那个思想可以稍微简单一点。
So I took him to New York City.
然后我就带了他进了纽约。
And he was quite impressed by Stern School of Business there. He was impressed.
然后他就被那边那个商学院非常的非常的
吸引，
非常吸引。
So he didn't know anymore where to go.
这时候他就更不知道该去哪儿了。
So I said yes, I achieved my purpose.
然后我就说好，我的目的达到了。
So、at least we don't know.
起码我们现在到了一个地步是不知道去哪儿。
So I'm quite satisfied by that. So at least we start from the ground zero.
然后我非常满意，因为我们是从零开始了。
And so we went to St. Louis as well.
然后我们也去了圣路易斯。
And I was quite impressed by St. Louis myself.
那我就被圣路易斯那个地方所吸引了。
But we said we're not going to be too excited about any school at this time.
然后我们就说，我们不要为任何一个地方心里面很火热。
We want to know where the pillars of cloud is.
因为我们需要知道云柱在哪里。
And we have six votes in our house.
在家里我们有六票可以投。
And so we ask everyone to pray and share the leading of the Lord.
然后我们就请每一个人祷告之后，把神给每个人的感动来交通。
And we are body of Christ. We learn the cloud, the direction of the cloud through the body.
我们都是基督的身体，所以在这个团体里面，我们来寻求云柱在哪里。
You know, the last thing you want to do is say, "Well, I'm the father. I want to make a decision." That's the worst possible thing you can do.
最坏的是，我们最不要做的事，就是说我是父�in，我最后来做决定。
Therefore, we ask the kids, you know, where do you think?
然后就问我们就问孩子们，你们怎么觉得？
And in the end, we got six votes for St. Louis.
在最后六票都说是圣路易斯。
We all align on St. Louis.
我们最后都同意是圣路易斯。
But we also agree on one other thing.
然后我们也同意另外一件事情。
We all worry about his survivability in St. Louis.
我们都在那里怀疑他在那里生存的能力。
Because, you know, my son has a very severe asthma.
因为我的儿子有很严重的皮炎。
And it's so severe that we must take him to doctors every spring.
是这么的严重，每一年春天的时候，我们都要带他去看医生。
And his, you know, his situation would went so bad.
他的那个情况可以非常的差。
And especially during the stress period.
尤其当他有压力的时候。
So we worry about how can he survive without his mother.
所以我们就在想，如果他妈妈不在身边，他活得下去吗？
And his sister actually sent him a mirror.
然后他的姐姐就送给他一个镜子。
So that he can watch the back of his head as he applied lotions.
所以他就可以借着镜子来擦那些药膏的时候，可以看到头的后面。
Because mother will not be around to do that anymore.
因为妈妈不在那里帮他做这件事了。
So in August, as we send him to St. Louis, we have a box of medicines.
所以八月份我们送他去圣路易斯的时候，有一箱的药物带让他带。
All kinds of lotions.
很多的药膏。
All kinds of medicines.
很多的那些药物。
Even we have some shots.
甚至一些注射的东西。
And it's loaded.
就完全装满了。
And we just don't know how will he survive.
我们还是不知道他是不是能够活下来。
But to our surprise, that his asthma was not a problem in St. Louis anymore.
但是我们非常惊奇，就是在圣路易斯，他的皮炎不成为一个问题。
It doesn't bother him anymore.
甚至不再来搅扰他。
He was able to fully concentrate on what he needed to concentrate.
这个时候他可以全心的集中在他要做的事情上面。
All the things that we worry about never happened.
所有我们忧虑的东西都没有发生。
But when we come back for winter break, it's itchy again.
所以当冬天放假他回到这里的时候，他皮肤又开始痒了。
Brother and sister, God knows much better than we do.
弟兄姐妹们，神比我们更清楚。
We only knew that he should go to St. Louis.
当时我们只知道他应该去圣路易斯。
But we don't know why.
我们甚至不知道为什么。
But now we know.
现在我们知道。
It's the best place for him.
那对他来讲是最好的地方。
Brother and sister, why can't we trust the Lord?
弟兄姐妹们，为什么我们不能来信靠这位神呢？
Who's much wiser than us?
他比我们更有智慧。
Why can't we just follow the cloud?
为什么我们不能就来跟随云柱呢？
Why do we need to be the pillar of cloud ourselves?
为什么我们要自己来做云柱呢？
Let's follow the cloud.
让我们来跟随云柱的带领。
In the end of the number, before they go to Promised Land,
在民数记的最后，在他们进入应许之地之前
，God numbered them again.
神又来数点他们。
This time, they have slightly less than what they had before.
这一次数点的数目比上一次的数点少了一些人。
But sadly, only Joshua and Caleb were numbered twice.
在这两次的数点，只有加勒和约书亚是同样在两次被数过的。
In other words, more than 600,000 Israel didn't make it to the second numbering.
或者说，有超过600,000的以色列人，第二次数点的时候已经死亡了。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Why the 600 Israelites didn't survive the wilderness?
为什么 就超过六十万的以色列人在旷野里面，他们灭亡。
I think Hebrews told us the answers.
希伯来书告诉我们答案在哪里。
It's unbelief.
是因为他们不信的缘故。
Sometimes we don't really understand this.
有的时候我们不了解、不清楚、不明白这件事。
We thought we believe.
我们觉得我们是信神的。
We don't even know there is unbelief in our heart.
甚至我们都不知道原来在我们心里有不信的心。
What is that unbelieving heart in us?
这个不信的心是什么？
And we saw an example of that.
我们其实看到这件事情它的例子。
So when sons of Reuben and sons of Gad, they look at this place in Moab.They thought this is a nice place.
就是流便跟加德的子孙，他们看到这个地方，他们说这个地方真的是美好。
They saw this plain of Moab. They saw this place is beautiful.
他们看到这个摩押的平原，说这地方真的是美好。
And they have a lot of cattle, and the plain of Moab was good for cattle.
他们有很多的牲畜。而且摩亚的平原对牲畜来讲是非常的适合。
So they went to Moses and said, "Well, we believe this plain of Moab was good enough for us."
然后他们就去见摩西，对摩西讲：“我们觉得这摩亚的平原对我们来讲已经好的无比了。
”We will settle here.
我们就在这里安居乐业了。
Do not take us across the Jordan.
不要领我们过约旦河。
What is this?
这是什么呢？
What was the problem in their heart?
在他们心里的问题是什么呢？
This is called unbelief.
这个就叫做不信的心。
Because they live on this earth for their cattle.
因为他们在这个地上生活，为的是他们的牲畜。
And their cattle is more important than the promised land.
他们的牲畜比应许之地重要的多。
They choose the land that's suitable for cattle over the promised land.
他们来选择这个适合牲畜居住的地方，过于应许之地。
This is called unbelief.
这个就是不信。
Now let's relate to our life.
现在我们要跟我们的生活连接在一起。
We all.Have cattle in our lives.
因为在我们的生活里面都有这样的牲畜。
The cattle could be our job.
这个牲畜可以是我们的工作。
The cattle can be your schooling.
这个牲畜可以是你的学业。
The cattle may be your husband or your wife.
这个牲畜可能是你的丈夫或者是妻子。
In summary, the cattle.Is the blessings of God.
或者这么说，这个牲畜代表的是神的祝福。
Do we live for the blessing of God today?
今天我们都是靠神的恩典，神的祝福而生活。
为神的祝福而生活。
我们是不是只为神的祝福而生活
？Or we live for God?
或者我们是为着神而生活
？There's a big differences here.
在这里有一个极大的区别。
Live for the blessing of God is totally different than live for God.
为着神的祝福而生活，跟为着神而生活是完全不同的。
So when Reubenites and Gadites they saw this beautiful plain of Moab, they say, "This is my home."
所以流便跟加德支派的人，他们看到摩押的平原，就说：“这是我的家。”
For Caleb and Joshua, they will say, "This is not my home."
对加勒和约书亚来讲，他们说这不是我的家。
The world is not my home.
这世界非我家。
And this is the differences.
这就是区别。
So therefore, we need to ask ourselves.
所以我们要问自己
，Is the world my home or not?
这个世界是不是我们的家？
If this world is my home,
如果这个是我的家
and I have an unbelieving heart
inside of me.
那我就在里面有一个不信的心。
Because I do not believe that God's promise is any good for me.
因为我不相信神的应许有多好。
Reubenites and Gadites live for their cattle.
流便人和加得人是为着他们的牲畜而生活。
Today, do we also live for our cattle?
今天我们是不是也为我们的牲畜而生活？
They say, "Do not take us across the Jordan."
他们说不要带我们过约旦河。
Are we saying the same thing today?
我们今天是不是也说同样的话？
These questions will separate Caleb and Joshua from the rest of Israelites.
就是这个区别让加勒跟约书亚跟其他的以色列人完全不一样。
The 600,000 that were numbered in the first numbering did not survive the wilderness.
第一次数点的时候，有超过600,000的以色列人，他们没有存活下来。
Because they would rather call Egypt their home.
因为他们宁愿埃及是他们的家。
If we call Egypt our home, we will not survive the wilderness.
如果我们将埃及作为我们的家的话，我们就不可能在旷野里面存活。
If we want to survive the wilderness, we must say this world is not my home.
在旷野里面存活，我们一定要说这里不是我的家。
We must join the army of God.
我们必须要来进入神的军队。
We must be part of this corporate body.
我们必须成为这个团体的一部分。
We must be numbered.
我们必须是被数点的。
So we know how we relate to the rest of body of Christ.
所以我们就可以知道与基督身体其他的肢体怎么样来联合。
Brothers and sisters, if today you are still individual Christians, God is calling you to join the army of God today.
弟兄姐妹们，如果今天你还是单一来做基督徒的话，今天神就呼召你来进入他的军队。
Let's put the testimony in the center of our life.
让我们把这个见证作为我们生活的中心。
It's not what we say, it is what we do.
不是我们口里所说的，而是我们所做的。
It's not what we share among our fellow Christians, it's the decisions that we make on a daily basis.
不是在弟兄姐妹之间交通而已，是我们每一天、每一时、每一刻做的决定。
Are the decisions in our life consistent with the truths that the testimony is the center of our life?
我们每天所做的决定与基督成为我们生活见证的基督的见证成为我们生活的中心，这两件事能不能连在一起？
When people look at us, look at the life of us, do they see the lion?
如果有人看见我们的生活，有没有看见狮子的生活？
Do they see the man?
他们有没有看见人？
Do they see the ox?
他们有没有看到牛？
Do they see the eagle?
他们有没有看到鹰？
Are we here for the testimony of Jesus?
我们是不是在这里是为着基督耶稣的见证？
Do we follow the pillar of cloud?
我们有没有来跟随云柱？
Or we want to be the pillar of cloud ourselves?
或者我们自己要来做云柱？
Do we enjoy the presence of the Lord?
我们有没有来享受神的同在？
Is the presence of the Lord distinguish us from other people on this earth.
因为唯有神的同在，把我们从万民之中被分别出来。
We still have opportunity here.
今天我们还有机会。
But we don't have many days left.
但我们没有多少年日存下来。
As we said that the productive years for a man is only 40 years.
因为对人来讲，能够有出产的只有这40年。
And we know how many years.Are left for us.
我们也不知道还有多少年日存留。
And we don't have too much time.
我们没有多少的时日了。
And each of us know exactly how many years left for us.
我们每一个人其实都知道我们还有多少年日，最多有多少年日存留。
And God is calling us. He wants to number us now.
但今天神在呼召我们，因为他要数点我们。
And are you willing to say, I will go to war and be numbered today?
今天你愿不愿意说，我要进入这征战，我愿意被数点。
I want to put the testimony in the center of my life, not by my word, but by my decisions and actions.
我你愿不愿意说，今天我把见证作为我生活的中心，不是我所说的，而是我所做的，我每天的决定。
I will treasure the presence of the Lord. I will follow the pillar of cloud every day of my life.
我来珍贵宝贵神的见证，所以我每天来跟随云柱的带领。
If you do, you will be numbered today.
如果你愿意，今天你就是被数点的。
Are you willing to be numbered?
你愿不愿意被数点？
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning that even today you still give us opportunities.
父啊，我们感谢你，就算在今天，你还给我们有机会。
Even that we wander for so many years.
虽然我们已经游荡了很久的年日。
Even that we rebel against you times and again.
虽然我们多少次的违背你。
But every morning we still find manna on the surface of desert.
但是每一天早上起来，我们看到在旷野的地面上还有玛纳为我们预备。
Our clothing never worn out.
我们的衣服没有破。
Our feet never swell.
我们的脚没有肿。
You have been faithful to us until this day.
你直到今日还是这么的信实。
As we continue to walk in the wilderness.
当我们继续在这旷野里面行走的时
候。Then you call us to be part of your army.
愿你呼召我们成为你军队里面的一员。
You call us to war, to go to war for you.
你呼召我们与你一同进入这征战。
Father, we pray that through many years of wandering that reveal what was in our heart.
父啊，我们祷告，借着我们在这旷野里面的这些漂流，你可以来显出我们心内到底如何。
And this revelation this morning will encourage us.
愿意这个启示可以来鼓励我们。
Let us become those who are willing to be numbered.
让我们成为那愿意被数点的人。
Let us become those who are willing to be part of the army of God.
让我们成为那愿意成为你军队一员的人。
Let us become those who really put testimony in the center of our life.
愿我们真的成为那把见证放在我们生活中心的人。
And we will follow the pillar of cloud wherever the cloud leads us to.
所以我们可以跟随云柱的带领，不管你带我们去哪里。
Father, we know that we are weak.
父啊，我们知道我们是软弱的。
Not even strong enough to make a decision.
甚至我们做决定都没有这样的力量。
We pray the Holy Spirit will encourage in our heart.
所以我们祷告圣灵可以来激励我们。
It is time for us to stand up and be numbered.
这是一个时候，我们应当站起来被数点。
I pray for those that who have been wandering for years.
现在我为那些在旷野里面游荡了许多年的祷告。
It's not connected to anybody.
因为他没有与任何其他的人有连接。
Pray that this morning they will be counted.
我祷告你今天早上是被数点的。
So we can be connected to the body of Christ.
所以你也是与基督的身体有连接的。
We commit this sharing into your hands.
把今天的交通放在你的手中。
May you encourage us even after we depart.
甚至当我们分开之后，你还继续来鼓励我们。
Continue to encourage us as we make our daily decisions.
继续来鼓励我们，在我们每天所做的决定之中。
To put testimony in the center of our life.
把见证摆在我们生活的中心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶基督的名祷告。
话语来启示来光照我们。
We thank the Lord for His word that reveals Himself and shines His light upon us this morning.
我们也感谢主用他的话语来复造我们。
May the Lord use His word to keep us.
愿我们每一个人都愿意被数点在主的军队当中。
May we be willing to be counted in His army.
在这见证会幕的实际里面。
to be in the reality and the testimony of his the Lord.
花一点时间，能够为我们自己跟我们的同伴、我们弟兄姊妹有祷告的时间。
Let's spend some time to intercede for one another and for ourselves.
主来感动你，我们可以自己。